Simon Shin Yud Zion. Calling in Sif Aleph and Shavuos of Katan Hey. Okay. So we said then there's some who disagree with the first opinion. The first opinion said that to be chayiv we require two elements, that it's a mais uman and a kesher shakayama. And the second opinion says that as long as it's a kesher shakayama, the lochus is going to be chayiv, even though it's not a mais uman. So kesher shakayama, Mishpura says, means that he plans to leave it there permanently. And it's normal to leave it there permanently. But there is a pliga mechaber. So that they argue what creates chiyuv. They also argue, because according to the mechaber, pliga a mechaber gam b'she'enu shakayama, v'hu ma'isahedit. So according to the mechaber, remember the Mor says there's three levels. So according to the Shulchan Aruch riff in the Rambam, level number one it's ma'isa uman and it's shakayama. Level number two is shakayama, not ma'isa uman. Ma'isa uman, not shakayama. Level number three, which is mutter, it's not shakayama and it's a ma'isa hedyot. So that's mutter according to the second opinion, where ma'isa uman is not the criteria. So what are the 3 points? So the 3 points are totally shakayama, not shakayama at all, and a little bit of shakayama. So according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that case is mutter. It's a ma'isa hedyot, and it's not permanent. It's mutter. And according to the second opinion, if it's evil to ma'isa hedyot, that's irrelevant. And it's you plan to leave it there for a little bit of time. It's not shakayama. It's going to be osur. That's the middle madrega. It's not permanent, but you want to leave it there for some period of time. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the case is mutter. According to this opinion, it's also a rabbanon. It's a little bit like kesher shakayama. And that's now in that. This second opinion that even though it's not a ma'isa uman, if it's there for a period of time, it's going to be also. But now we have more because what's called a period of time. That's these two opinions. Shehevi Ramah. The day of Rishon, according to the first opinion of this Ramah, Kol Kesher Shein Hashem Also Lihater Barsi Yom Atzmei Mikri Shakayama B'Mixus Also Lichatchil. Anything which you plan to leave more than 24 hours. You're not planning to untie it somewhere over the Shabbos period, that one day. So that's called somewhat shakayama. It's lasting something, and it's also. According to the second opinion, no, as long as you're planning to untie it somewhere within 7 days, that's called ena shakayama, and therefore it's going to be at all. That's totally mut.
So we call the mixus as anywhere between 24 and 7 days. 24 hours, 7 days.
Right, less than 24 hours is clearly mutter, and more than 7 days is clearly osur, min rabbanan, according to this opinion. And in between is where you're going to have your machlokes.
And that's what the mixus is referring to, that period? It says...
The mixus would be any time period. Starting from either 1 or 7, continue on until it's permanent. It's all called b'mixus.
Ah, okay.
Right. Now, Mr. Rubber here does not give us a final psak between these two opinions. What he says later on is, the chachil yishu b'machmer, like the opinion of 24 hours. And that if there's a need to, you could rely on other opinion. But then we saw before that he said, where is it? We were talking about the locus of opening up the cut that you had. at least 's box on the ground, and you had something to cover it over it, and you would tie it up. So you want to open it up, said you can cut it, open the thread, the rope. We spoke about that. So he said that it's only if it's you're planning to leave it there for some period of time. But it's not also this lekayim klal, it's mutter. It's not, you're not planning to leave it there at all, it's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah said the definition of is 24 hours. Anything more than 24 hours, it's considered kesher. It's kitzask shekesher shakayom, and you can't, you have to be machmer in the chachila. Right, so that's, he seems to be, at least for sure, the chachila, he's expecting us to go with the opinion of 24 hours.
For mixas.
For mixes. So, one of the examples that they've always given, which is, Baruch Hashem, is less than a gay nowadays, in the good old days when you would tie the Sefer Torah with the gartel was tied. You would tie it. You wouldn't, you know, no Velcros and no clasps. You know, you used to tie it, right? So you tie it Shabbos morning, you're going to be untying it at Shabbos Mincha. You tie it Shabbos Mincha, you're going to be untying it Monday morning. Right? So there you have the situation where it's kind of b'mixus. You're tying something on Shabbos, it's going to last 24 hours.
So to take care of that problem, wouldn't you just, when people do with their talis after Shabbos, they refold it, so couldn't you go back to this?
You could do that. But the preferred thing, we'll discuss it around, if you do a knot and a bow on top, what the status of that is. That's considered a knot or not at all, so it's not even a problem or not. So.
Okay. Now, also with regards to the Sefer, if we talked, I think yesterday we spoke about Kesher Shal Mitzvah or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
So that was dealing with measuring the water in the mikvah or something along those lines.
Right.
So and there it wasn't kayama necessarily, but it didn't seem like it was definitively was ushering it, even if it would be kayama.
Right.
So since it's a mitzvah of sorts to retie the Sefer Torah afterwards, what would be the issue there anyway?
That's a good question. Obviously, if we have an option of chachila, in the case where you need to do it, you would do it. In case you have an option of chachila, you would be machmer. You have another option how to deal with it. That's a good question. Okay, Shabbos have cut involved. So some say it has to be that he's planned on tied both of your mouths. And anything which he's planning not to untie that day and leave it till Bosa Yom Atzma El Lamach, he's planning to leave it for tomorrow. That's called Shakayama. Also, the Hatir B'Lel Motzi Shabbos. If you're planning to untie it not the following morning, but Motzi Shabbos, let me hear Shakayama. Klal Motzi Chashkil, that's okay. Miyuim Kershav B'Lel Shabbos, that's all because it's within 24 hours. Let's say you tied it Friday night. Kurdish, B'Lel Shabbos Kurdish. Also, Lahatta B'Yom Shabbos Atzmai. And your plan was you tied it Friday night to untie Shabbos morning. I'll have the Ein Mamish B'Yisayim. It's a different time frame. The process of every Shabbos have finished. Going into Shabbos, and now it's like it's starting over a different day. That's all okay. In other words, we're saying from Shabbos to Shabbos, it's called the same day. So we see the day is being usable there is that the 24 hour period of sunrise to sunset, or the morning till the night, as opposed to the following morning. So let's say it's now that should create a chumrah from Friday night to Shabbos morning, that should create a chumrah. If it's creating a kula that Shabbos morning to Motzi Shabbos is called the same day, so it should create a chumrah that from Friday night to Shabbos day is not the same day. It should be also. Like, make up your mind. He says, no. That's Mechom Mokam Yisham with the Shuri. It's still permitted. The Chapokh Mechom Tal Chos. The Yoimoy Mikri. The answer is, the definition is not. The solar calendar secular date, the definition is 24 hours. So you're tied in Shabbos morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, you have till the following morning to take care of it. If you're tied Friday night, you have the rest of Shabbos to take care of it. Okay. Then we said, however, a kesher, which is we said all the untying knots follow the rules of tying knots. Dinner kamay, Mr. Lerman, Sifkatan Zayin. Dem hu kesher shechiyah ben al kishur, right? So here's how we apply the rules. So if it's a knot which you're chayiv, prison we chayiv a punishment for making the knot, it's a chayiv the raisa. So then chayiv ben al hetera, this person is chayiv for removing the knot. The bichiyah for removing that knot. It's a permanent knot, taking out a permanent knot is chayiv. Choshu potu v'azer. Whatever is patar v'loser by kasher, it's patar v'loser by matir. Whatever is mutar by kasher is mutar by matir. Kol kasher she'ir mutar l'hatiroi, y'meni yach l'hatiroi, mutar l'natka, y'mut l'tzara. So if you're allowed to untie it, so we said before that if you're allowed to untie, you're allowed to cut it open also. Natka is actually to snap it apart. You pull it until it comes out, whatever, or it falls apart. So, I lost the place. However, the Tamachachach understands the logic behind the heter, etc. Now, more, it might draw the conclusion that there's no issue of matter, the only issue is kosher. So we're afraid that he might draw the wrong conclusions, etc. So we just said, you don't do it when Amoris is around.
I'm sorry, what are we supposed to be careful of?
This halacha over here that if a knot is less than 24 hours.
Mm. Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, now he's going. He's saying it, the last point over here was anything you're allowed to untie, you're allowed to cut open or pull open. But we can see now I'm always getting confused by that process. Right? So, like pulling it apart, etc., confusing, you're allowed to take out knots. So the conclusions would be bad. Don't do it in front of I'm always. Ketsa, so gave an example. Nipsa, the case where the ritsua which went into the shoe got untied. So that ritsua, elkoi mishal kayama, ben amai suma the pata balasa. So we said there's one knot which is the knot which you put to hold the ritsua is in place. And that's a permanent knot. That's a maisuma. Then you have. If that came out, then you put it back together again. Your repair job is not going to be necessarily kesher shakayama, or it's not going to necessarily be my zoomin. So he said, if the case was nifshikal or ritsua, that the ritsua tore, so you're allowed to tie it. So in this case, a potter will lose. So he said, "Ketsa, what's the example?" Mishabura says, "This is going back on what the Shulchan Aruch mentioned earlier." Shakayama, and my suman the part of a loss. So, what's the example of something which is not a maisuman, but it's shakayama? And the idea was the ritsua, which you're tying it to leave it there. So, as far as you're concerned, it is a shakayama. I mean, it is a shakayama. I'm sorry, correcting myself. It is a shakayama. But it's not a maisuman. So, according to the, that's the case where it would be part of a loss. We gave a few examples. One was that you attach the chevel, the rope, onto the bucket. Hatolisham al pia barely shabar mayim. So we're talking about one which is you plan to leave the bucket hanging there. You're not planning to take the bucket out afterwards and store it away. So it's a kesher shakayama, but it's not a ma'aseh woman. Sheino shakayama. Hanafilu. According to Rambam, there creates a chumrah that there's no heter v'ein shel kayama, a klal. there's only one madriga. There's a something which is shel kayama or enoshal kayama. So we're saying this is enoshal kayama, so should be mutter, but it's a maisa woman. So that there's you would have a chumra according to the Rambam and a kula according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the maisa woman is not a relevant point. Even to my stomach, it's mutter as long as you're not planning to leave it there for too long. According to them, the main defining point is the my stomach. Shekhar Shalim, then he told us, Tzarech Mitzvah, for example, Shekhar Shalim, the Nechem Shariah Torah, mutter likshar kesher shen ashakihim. Shekhar Shalim, the Yud Aleph, Hanashakar Shashnei Kabbalim, Beyach, Yuchal Limdoy Behem Shir Mikvah. You needed to, let's say, measure how deep the mikvah was, whether it had a shear or not. So you only had two short pieces of rope. You could tie them together, and allow you to extend the reach of this rope, see how far down it goes on the rope, you get a better feel of how deep it is. Otherwise, Mr. Brewer was just confused why you're trying to measure something like the Medida Shal Mitzvah, why would there be a necessity for tying things together? So that's his example. So he said the lach is Karn Zeh Shulchan Aruch is a mutter likshur. Hainu filu hu maisumen, that means chazal were mekel. It's not shakayama. It's not shakayama. That wasn't the case. So it wasn't shakayama. So what do you need a special heter? Well, yeah, because it was a maisumen. I'm going in the Shulchan Aruch's case. So it's a ma'aseh umen, but it's not shakayama. It'd be yosed rabbanan normally, because they were mekel. Because in the case of shal mitzvah, and they were matter that you're allowed to take it apart.
Does that mean that in that case the Shulchan Aruch is deferring to the opinion of Rashi?
Well, that's clear in the Gemara. There's a case of this. That's a case where you tied it up, Linda Shuriah Torah, that you're allowed to untie because it's not Shakayama. Right, that's clear in the Mishnah. Now, but you have a right to ask that. I guess it depends what type of Enosh HaKayama. If it's not Enosh HaKayama Kalal, it's Mutter. You don't need a special Heter. So the case was, you plan to leave it there for a period of time, so then you need a special Heter. Excuse me.
But for Mitzvah, you still wouldn't be allowed to do the full Maisimun in...
No, right, that'd be the Raisin. The Avach HaFilah B'Lai Mitzvah Shari, if it wasn't Maisimun, like, what's the problem? According to Shulchan Aruch. And but this heter assumes there's no other way of doing it. So we have an option. Don't tie it in a professional knot. I'm saying the case here is the chiddush of the heter is, even though it's a professional knot, it's not shakiyama zol drabanan, because our maker, you can go do it chalchila. Like, why would, if you have another option of how to do it, like, why would chazal be mekel? The answer, they had no other option. So they were forced to do this kesser, which is a maisa, a maisa umen. You're forced to do it in the form of a maisa umen, and so we said especially need a special heter because it's for mitzvah. So just tie a bow or tie it some other way.
What does it mean,
anivlavad
here?
Anivlavad will just be a bow.
Bow.
We do not have a need to be matter the sister of knots.
Do we forget that
Mishnah
talks about
Shulchan
Aruch as many places where, in order to do a mitzvah, we'll doich Isser Darabanan?
There are definitely our cases,
but it's not like, it's for sure not a cloud, right?
It's not like a cloud across the board, no.
Right.
And the bow here is what we have for our shoes, typically that style.
You know, we'll see more later on. The commission, the Ramah will talk about that. It's keshen shakiyama's mutter. And Afilu who also does man, even though it's a different period of time. Okay. Because the Sefer Beis Meir, Shemasha Hittik and Shulchan Aruch, the Mutter Mimok and Mitzvah Hurak, that's a Ram and Vatur, comes along the Beis Meir and says, one second. According to the Ram and the Tur, there is such a case that there's a special Hittik and Mokka Mitzvah. Rashi Tosfos says, Rosh Tanur Shom, and says, the Kesher also fill Mokka Mitzvah Ayin Shom. Remember, they have an option to learn up that Gemara, that the knot that you were tying over there, because according to them there's only one criteria, how long it's planned to stay there for. Well, why should I tie it, plan to leave it there after Shabbos, if my real purpose is just the Tzarech Mitzvah here on Shabbos? Like, why should I plan to leave it there after Shabbos? So I'm not going to leave it after Shabbos. So we can make a chayv you not to leave it there after Shabbos. So I don't need any special head. Right? Because on the Rabbonah level, it's already mutter, even though it's a Maisa Omen, as long as it's not Kal Shakayam at all. And I have that option. So why should we not do anything? According to the Rambam, you're in a case where if the only option you have is a Maisa Omen, you're going to have a Sitter Rabbonah, even though it's not Shakayam at all. Okay, we'll have to do Michael and say, okay, fine, do your Maisa Omen, even though it's not Shakayam. Right? But you don't need the Tether according to Rashi. Avol Rashi b'Toyis says about the Nur Shem said the Kesher also feel more gemitzah Ayin Shem. So they're paskening the Taka the more didn't mean that. We're only meant the case over there where the more says they tied it wasn't the Heter wasn't Mokka Mitzah, the Heter was Rashi that it wasn't the Shakayama. Shakayama at all. So yeah, it's mutter. The Mor says, here we learn that you're allowed to be kosher of this thing in Shabbos. Okay, fine. I don't see what the special heter was, Maisa Mitzvah. I see there was a heter. I'll tell you what the heter is. It's an across the board heter. If it's not Shakayama at all, it's mutter, according to Rashi. Then he said, you should not untie any double knot. Yes, sir.
So at this point right here, going on Rashi, Tos, was in Bartanura, this is saying that there's no heter in a makom mitzvah, but it's not necessarily saying, like, since it's kayama, it's not mutter in a makom mitzvah. What do you think on that? Like, what's not mutter? Because obviously the case is.
The more says the case that they tied it, and there was taka was tzarech mitzvah.
Right.
So the question is like this: what was the heter over there? So I can tell you what either the heter was, because intrinsically that case is mutter. So according to Rashi, even though it was a maisa omen, as long as it's not chakayama at all, it's mutter. So they needed to measure on Shabbos. They didn't have to need it to leave it there after Shabbos, so it's not Shakayam at all. It's a Maisom. No. So who cares? It's Mutter. So there wasn't any special Heter for Tzarech Mitzvah. It was Betz Mutter. However, if my name is the Rambam, so I say once it's a Maisom and it's Osir, so why was it Mutter over there? It was a Maisom. Okay, it wasn't Shakayam. It's not the Raisa. It's still Osir the Rabbanon. According to the Rambam, if you have a knot, you want to make it for 3 minutes. If it's a Maisa Uman, it's also the Rabbanan.
Right.
It's only 5 minutes long, and that's it. I'm untying it in 5 minutes. It doesn't help. Because it's a Maisa Uman. According to Rashi, that's great. Yeah, the only issue is how long? 5 minutes? That's good. Yeah, but according to the Rambam, so what's the Heter of the Gemara over there? So he said, it must be the Heter of the Gemara. It was because there's a Heter of Mokka Mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, the way he understands the Isurim, there must be a heter called the case of the Maisa Uman, there must be a heter of Tzarech Mitzvah. According to Rashi, I have no need to be Mechadosh, a heter of Tzarech Mitzvah over here.
Okay, so then therefore Rashi never needs to come on to say Malkum Mitzvah.
Over here, right. Okay. Correct. Okay. I'll tell you the case was, he was penned on tight before 24 hours. Okay. So he says that the yeshes are, you should be careful. Perish kima the rifa ramam osta chachila b'umen filka shemata b'bayoyim. They hold a umen as umen is osir. Even if you're planning to untie that day, so according to the Rambam, that case is mutter. If you plan to untie it that day, it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berura, we should be machal like the rifa the Rambam. Why? Va'ein anu b'kiyam emau kesher shakayam umen. So we're not sure exactly what defines Kesher Shel Umen. And we stop the call Kesher Shekersh and say, Hodek Heitev, Havi Shel Umen, any knot which is tied nicely and will stay, probably you're planning to leave it there. L'chein Ono Nishorim B'chol Kesher Shel Shnei Ksharim, and that's why we have what we call double knot, we're machmer on a double knot. Doesn't sound pretty fancy to me, but the criteria being a, you know, a Maisa Uman has the Milo that it has a certain stability to it. That's the Milo of the Maisa Uman. So I get that without the Uman doing it for me. I get that stability without the Uman doing it for me. We have the same problem. Normally the knots which were tied in such a way that you couldn't get them out, they're very, very tight. That was the Uman. Okay. Because the double knot is a strong kesher. Maybe that's a kesher shakayama. Because of shum kesher. So then the Lashem Lerma was, you should be careful not to untie any knot at all. Shum kesher, shum shakshar. Any knot which is of two knots. What is that about? Whatever types of knots we're going to talk about later on are mutter. The only mutter one time around. You can do your tie one time. You do it a second time, right? That's going to be problematic. I don't care what type of knot you're making.
What changed here for Rashi that I don't understand? From the opinion of Rashi, it's saying that Kayama is only dependent upon the time that is tied.
Yeah, but we said with Chaskilo, we said Yeshimachim are like the sheet of the Rambam. And then he says, V'chein Nogan, that's the Minig. Right? Okay. But now that that's true, so I need to know what's called I know what the definite. You know, I know the numbers. 24 hours, 7 days. But what's called a Maisa Uman? So he says he's going to chadish any knot which is doubled over is potentially goes under the umbrella of Maisa Uman and would be problematic.
So what happened when we're saying we're not Bucky's in knowing what's Maisa Uman or not? What happened to our idea of that it's all about general perception?
Again, I'm sorry.
So we've spoken previously about when we're dealing with certain serum that it's dealing with whatever is the general public's perception of what is establishes that way of doing things. I don't remember what context we brought it up in, but certain serum are based on what a perception of. I think we brought up with Borer or something, whatever we perceive as.
We mentioned the Borer.
Maybe it was Borer, I don't remember. But in this situation, the general public recognizes that everybody, pretty much everybody knows how to tie their shoes. Everybody knows how to do a double knot.
Right, so he's what we're contemplating, it's a good question, what we're contemplating over here is the definition of Maisa Uman is not specifically a craftsman versus a. Yeah, layman. It means the mother of Maisa Uman was that it was a permanent type of knot. So if we are all good at tying this knot, which will stay there permanently, it looks horrible. But we're all good at tying it. That would be problematic according to this pshat.
So we call that a kesher kayama. We don't like Maisa Uman. Really, is a craftsman,
the
work of a craftsman.
Right, but the more it says Maisa Uman. Remember, the more it says Kesher Shas upon it, and the more it gave examples, and we're defining what's the significant point of that. So Rashi says the significant point is how long it's there for. Rambam says no. Well, those examples were Maisa Uman. Oh, must be Maisa Uman is the criteria. But that being said, he says we're considering based on this. I think who was it? Rabbeinu Yerucham over here. No, the Hagol Safasi, that he's saying we're considering that we don't know exactly what Chazal's point when they gave those things. Those are things which are strong knots. So anything which would be a strong knot has a strength to it would be considered Maisa Uman. That's our possibility. The last thing he said is if it's on one thread itself, it's tying itself over to itself, I don't need, even just one knot already is problematic. Person makes a knot in this, you know, even one time, it's not going anywhere. in bull tie, it's not going anywhere. So they would have the same halacha, Maisa Uman, potential Maisa Uman, as two knots, when you're talking about two different threads going together. Okay, that is Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Nishmatu loy ritzuas minel basandal. If the straps were in there already and they came out. Okay. So they came out the ritzuas minel basandal, or shenishmat roy v'regel, or alternatively, their shoes were not one big piece, and they were separate pieces, and so the Reva Rego piece in the middle came out, and you had it tied back in. So Mutal Haxar Ritzuas Dem Kaiman Bavad Shalo Yikshur. So you're allowed to put those Ritzuas back in their place, Bavad Shalo Yikshur, but you cannot tie them. But we don't say that also to put in, Xer, you might come to tie them. We don't say that. So, in other words, if I have a thread which comes, a thread or a strap which comes out, it's coming through the hole because the hole's too big, right? So, what's a good idea? I'll make a knot at one end, so feed it through from the other side. So now, it's not going anywhere because there's a knot there. Yeah, that's very wonderful, but that knot is a problem. I go up, but that was yukalach zero below torach. This heter putting the straps back in. Or the tzuos of the minhul sandal is only if there was no tirch involved. The more the person involved in the process of putting it back, the more he might forget about what he's doing and tie it. So it's this very tight hole, and you have to feed it through the whole long period. You know, that's a big asik. Also, there's another chashash over there. Is if I see how hard it is, I want to guarantee I'm not going to go through this again. So there's also more of a reason why we're afraid the person might forget himself and tie it. Because the need for tying is that much greater.
Is there concern at all with this stuff of doing binyan, where if you're sort of weaving the strap back through, is that what you
call it? I'm not aware that that's a problem. We there is a problem, which we mentioned a little before, in Shinya, that the first time you have these straps, you want to put the straps into the shoe the first time around, there's a malach of the rice, it's makom patish. Your shoe is not functional without the straps. Your shoelaces, they you buy from the store without, you know, you get it online nowadays, right? It comes, shoelaces in the box, the thread. That act of threading those shoelaces on Shabbos would be also the rice, makom patish. Or maybe the rabbanon is called the zamshitus. But once it's been in there already, it came out, the putting it back in is not us. Because we don't look at it as, wow, this guy is a broken thing and you're fixing it. You know, that's it belongs there, it's part of it. It's not like you're adding another element there. So, Dim Shabrua. Sif Kotin Tesayim. So, Nishmatu Loi, so the Ritzuas came out. But the new shoe also leitan ritzuas b'shabbos afilu imenekav rochov nesakin mona. I don't care how big the hole is. You're not really, you know, it's not, there's no tircha involved in putting it in. It's a nice big hole. It's this big. You just thread it through without a problem. That's very nice. There's no tircha involved, but it's still also the nesakin mona. You're fixing the kli. But with the mesarbel mitnasayim chadashim, so you have a drawstring on your pants. Or you have inside of your coat, you have a drawstring. So you have to feed the drawstring through the pants, through the loop inside the pants, which holds the drawstring. So you can't put in shumatsuas or mashicha, any type of straps or mashicha or threads, or a better word than thread, your twine, whatever. Okay. Mavatali hosim, you plan to leave it there. And when you're masakin mona, that's called masakin mona because it wasn't there before. Your mom is changing the item. I want to take my belt out of my pants, put it in my new pants. Oh, a belt inside the loops? No, not a problem. The mavatli hotz, you're not leaving the belt there. But who also the hotz is lachis yitzoner? Your belts go in and out. Right. So obviously, the point is that you're not making it part of the baggage. I just have to tell you a story. That one day the Reshiva Reisig Osman, Shavuot Shleima, calls me, and Reshiva Reisig was a masmit otzum. Masmit otzum, constantly learning. I'll give you a musig of what he calls me in, that he has an extra belt, he wants to give me a matana, an extra belt. I said, Rabbi, I have a belt already. He says, no, it's good to have two belts. Why is it good to have two belts? Because you have two belts. You can leave the belt in your pair of pants, and you can dress them when you'll save time, you have more time to learn. So he was like, that was his thought process, that he figured that I would also, you know, appreciate that possibility. I'm as big a mouse as he was, right, of course. And I want to save that extra 13 seconds that I might lose of learning, because you can say three, the average person can say three words per second. And people talk fast and say four words per second. So the 13 seconds... Right, so a person has said 52 words of Torah. Now the Rishami says that each word of Torah is a mitzvah, which all, is greater than all the Tarya mitzvahs. So I've said 52 mitzvahs, which are greater than Tarya mitzvahs. Rishami comes out each word of Torah is a separate mitzvah. So this is great, right? We don't think like that, but there are people who don't think like that. So what would be if a person talking, even though the belt is not made to be part of the bag, but I'm planning to leave that belt there because I'm a very big masman, and I'm going to get my three belts, and three pairs of pants, and I send it to the cleaners with the belt, you know, because it's like somebody sent it to the cleaners, right? You know, the whole thing. So what would be over there? The mice, it's still not part of the item. It's clearly distinct. Over here, the case over here was the strap went into this leather, whatever, the drawstring became part of the item. But over here, it's clearly distinct. You have the pants, and you have the belts. So that's not a problem. You're not mavalta over there, and it's made to go in and out. By Anachanami, let's say you have like these raincoats, and they come with a belt. And it comes, you have never put the belt into the loops of the raincoat yet. You know, it came separate, and you have to feed it through. That first time feeding through would be also in a Dorn shop. It's made to be part of that bag.
Because it's makhavipatish?
Then it's hakimono, yeah. It's not, right?
Even if it's not going to change the function of the raincoat. Let's say it's a decorative thing.
Yeah, it was decorative, but this bag is considered complete when you put, it's made to have a belt. It has loops for it, you know.
It's, so you completed the garment.
And you completed the garment when you put that in. Okay. Rebbe Regel, or the Rebbe Regel came out. Now, Shalminolam Shalem Hoyosim Prokim Umchabar Mayer Ritzuas. The way they were made, they were different pieces, and they were attached with these Ritzuas. Shenibar Chelik Haminol Shal Rebbe Regel Bimkar Myself. The part which covered the top of the foot came off. So Mazir Mahatka Mechadish, you would put it back in tightly. Mayer Ritzuas, when you pull on these straps to tie it back into place. Kenashem Eli Rabu. Okay. So he says, in the case where they came out, or the rubber regal came out, you're allowed to put the ritzuas back in. But you can't tie them. Or the case, alternatively, the case was that we were grappling with an issue. What issue we were grappling with? That the shoe was kept coming off, kept sliding off. What's the problem? Because they put the strap, which held it through like the lower hole, which doesn't hold it as tight. So I want to take it out and put it up in the higher hole. Right? So that's the case. I'm allowed to do that. I'm saying even that's mutter, as long as you don't tie it. Because I said, 1 second. It was in the shoe already, but it was in the shoe in the wrong hole. So now when I take it out and put it back into the right hole, that's like a tikkun mutter. That they didn't ask. Ritzuas are coming. You can put the ritzuas back now, but davka noisim ritzuas. But if my shoelaces tear and I have to pull them out, like they're too short, I can't use them. And I take them out, I can't put new shoelaces in. Al ritzuah chadasha shel ha'isa shametchilas also the mikrim sakamana. That's called sakamana, and that is halacha lemaisa. So again, the shoelace which comes out, I can put back in. That shoelace, but I can't put a different shoelace back in. Shal Yikshur. Pira Shal Yasa Kesher Barusha Shal Yisham. You want to tie one end, make a knot. This way, and the hole, it won't pull through. This way, will not pull through the hole. You should know that. You're planning to leave it there. Like we said before, in the end of Sif Aleph. So that's not a. That's also to do. And we said that some say it's only mutter. Let's finish off this last mishpura. The hole was a wider hole. It wasn't so hard to put it in. But if it's narrow, you say you got to put it back in. Then already the chashash Hashem Yikshur is greater. Like, I'm going to go through this again. This thing's going to come out and go through it again. I'm going to tie it in. I shouldn't do this again. And they say no. The feel of Nekav Rochav is awesome. The truth is, the main issue was it Rochav to tie it or not. See if it's normally you tie it. I don't care how big the hole is. People usually tie it. We're not going to let you do it because Shina Hashem Yikshur might come to tie it. Welcome to Nekav Sar. So they say both kumras. So if the derech is to tie it, even though it's a large hole, but the derech is to tie it, there's a chashash, you might tie it. If the hole is small, even though people don't necessarily tie it, but you might want to tie it because you don't want to go through this again. It's a tirch involved. So both of those would be problematic. Im kein b'rtzua shalonu, but minolam at the time, they're gilim likshur b'rashin. They used to tie, the time mishra, they used to tie them. The menachah roch, it was also l'asirin v'ayin b'bir halach. So that would be osir. Vimadreit and Vimagate, that would be a problem. But Ayurei, let's say the Moshel, these are also there's a Gzeira. There's a Gzeira because you might come to that's a Miralakum. A Miralakum, and that would be the Miralakum and the Rabbonin. You know, you need the Shul, whatever it is, that's what Mimotur. Nowadays, our shoelaces in general, we have this problem that people aren't necessarily, the derech is not to tie them, and they're usually large enough that you wouldn't have a need to tie them.